up to in the laws of Netilas Yadayim in chapter Kuf Samach 160, and we're up to subsection 12, Yud Beis. Sif Yud Beis. And he says it like this, that V'loy Chami Tveria Bilvad, it's not only as the wellsprings of Tveria, the hot water, the hot springs of Tiberia, is the above law. Elohu Hadin Kol Mayim She'en Ruin L'Shtiyas Kelev. Same thing would be true for any water which isn't fit for a dog's drinking. Over there we were talking about because of the Chamei Tveria, that it's not fit because it's bitter. It's not a water that the dog drinks. So the same thing would be true for any other reason if the water isn't fit for a dog's consumption, drinking for a dog. Ve'im ba memso, if it doesn't have memso, af al pishe mechabaru lemikveh, even though they are connected to a mikveh that does have 40 saw, but they themselves don't have 40 saw, yesh la'achmush le'lahadu b'hem, we should be stringent not to dip your hands into those waters. But if you have water which is fit for the dog to drink when it's cooled off, even though they are hot wells, so which means the dog won't drink it because it's hot now. But when it's cold, they can drink it, which means the water itself is clean, is good enough for the dog to drink. But it's just because of the heat it won't drink it. So noitlimhem, you could wash them afilu bikli, even with a kli, bikolshkin chamehoid afilu b'nuchame, and certainly those that have warmed up from the heat, from the fire, even while they're still hot. So in other words, you can wash your hands with water. That is hot, that is, even though a dog can't drink it because it's too hot for the dog, but you can still wash with it, because when it's cool, it's fit for the dog, then it's okay. But water from the seawater is salty. And that's not fit for the drinking of a dog. And you cannot use that water for the sea for washing your hands in a keli. You can dip it in there because that's in the place, that's in the mikveh, but you can't take from there with a keli and use it in your hands, seawater. Unless you boil it first. When you boil the water, I guess you evaporate the, you get rid of the salt and the other things, whatever, and then it's usable. Subsection 13, Yud Gimel. Safik Nase Melocha B'mayim, if you're not sure if they did work with the water that you want to use, Safik Loin Shenotel B'hem, Safik Loin Nase B'hem. You're not sure whether work was done with the water that you washed with or it wasn't done. So you have a question, you're not sure what is this water fit. If they did work with it, you can't use it. We're not sure though. B'im Tim Tzalaymash Le Nase B'hem. And even if it wasn't done, Safik Hoya B'hem Kishir, and you're not sure loyhoyu, whether it was a mount or not. There has to be at least a reviz, but you're not sure if there was enough water over there. So in other words, you're not sure whether you washed your hands properly. Yodov tahoidus, your hands are still clean. And if you have a doubt, you're not sure, your still hands are still clean. You'd have to wash again. Vafilu sofik notl yodov sofik loy notl. Let's say you're not sure, did I wash my hands or not? No, is tohir, your hands are clean. Chol sofik b'taris yadayim, tohir. Anytime there is this question whether your hands are clean or not, it's always tohir. Afilu b'machlekes hapoiskim. Even if there's a disagreement between the codifier, let's say one says, no, your hands are clean, the other one says your hands are not clean, we'll always use the linear opinion. And the reason is, b'pnei shenitilas yadayim, since the basis for Netilas Yadayim is based, the main is main comes from the words of the rabbi, and if it's a question about the divrei sofrim, we always go linear. And one says, that notwithstanding this, if you have ready other waters that are prepared before you, we'll say, go up and wash your hands and get out of the doubts and just go ahead and do and wash your hands again. But if the question is, you know, it's in the parentheses, that you know that you washed it properly, and then you get a question. You're not sure whether you did I wash my hands or not? Or was I careful not to touch anything? Oy, she yedesh lo yisich daitoy. He knows that he didn't leave his mind. He struck his hand next to the place in which his tenefes, which he would have to wash again. Not sure. You're not sure. Did I touch or did I not touch? Then you don't even have to go wash. In that case, even to go out from the doubt, you don't have to wash. You don't have to be. Why? Because we put your hands on the chazaka. But since you washed them, they were clean. We're not going to assume that they changed their status unless you know. And since you're not sure, then we leave them at their chazaka and your hands are clean. 14. Sif Yudalit. What is the status of shelek, snow? Barad hail, kfir is ice, glid v'amelech and salt. Imriskon achenasumayim. If you grinded it up till they became, you melted it down till it became water. Noitlim mehem yadayim. You can use them for washing your hands. Im yesh behem kishir if they have the amount. V'chein noitlim b'chol dover shebriyos min amayim. You can wash with everything whose creation is from water. Kigoyin yav chushim adumim. A shuman dog, the fat of the fish, or the yavchush madumi, whatever it is, provided that you make them, you turn it into water, you make it into a liquid, so then you can use it if it comes from the water. It's only if you're taking it inside in a vessel and you're pouring in your hand, then you need to grind it up, you need to melt it down. Because you can't wash your hands only with water. But when you want to dip your hands in 40 saw, which is in the ground, yesh matirin afilu b'leirisak. Some permit even without grinding it down. V'shelag amunach apnei ha'oretz. You have snow which is laying on the ground. Kol sheyesh b'mem saw mechuber yachad. As long as you have 40 saw, which is connected together, afilu namuchmoid. Even if it's very little, but there's one continuous thing of snow, you can put your hand in the snow. That you can immerse in the snow. You don't even have to melt it into water. That's one opinion. But the Yeshemrim, others say, Ein tvila ella b'mayim. You cannot, you must have water. Only you can use the snow or similar to that to make up for the memsah. Even though they are not grinded down, they'll elevate, they'll make it into 40 saw. Elim kin riskon achinasu mayim. But you can't immerse yourself in that unless you grind it up until it becomes water. That's the, if it's a case that you press, you can rely on the first opinion. To be lenient by the words of the scribes, to go ahead and dip your hands. Even though they're not merusakim, even though or in snow you can do it. If you're pressed, you don't have any other water, you can use the snow. Put your hand in the snow as long as there's 40 saw together. Sift as vav. Yesh emrim shen until zidayim of mine. There's those that say you can only use water for washing your hands. But v'lei b'shar mashkim may pay this. But you can't use other liquids or other fruit juices. You can't wash your hands with fruit juice. Juice that comes from fruit. Lifi. So also until zidayim l'chulin kitvil l'truma. Because they made the netilas yadayim, the washing for chulin should be just like immersing for truma. You can't make a mikvah from juice. You have to make a mikvah only from water. But afilu mayim shein b'marim mayim psulim. Even if you have regular water that doesn't look, has the color of water, it's also not good. So you need the color of water. So kol shkein shamashkin be'peder. So of course you can't use for netilas yadayim other liquids and fruit juices, because even if the water loses its color, is no good. So how are you going to use something that doesn't have a color in the first place of water? Let's say you have white wine, or white wine, say white grapes or something like that, so the water looks like white, it looks clear, it's like water. Still, we say, if we are careful, we want it to be look like water, and you don't even want it to be tainted, look like something else. So of course, we need the water itself to be water and not to be some other substance.
So you don't use wine.
You can't use wine. You only have to use water. That's it. Whether both, even if the look looks like water, you can't use it still. Because he says, if we care about the looks, we certainly care about the substance.
What if it's carbonated water, like seltzer?
Good question. Carbonated water. What is carbonated water? What does it mean? They put in some...
You know, the gas bubbles and stuff.
Yeah, yeah. So what do? They put in... Well, how does that work? How does it get? How does it carbonate? How do you put in? You put in some carbon in there.
I guess I don't know.
Okay. Well, you're a chemist. A drugstore. Yeah?
Maurice
would know. What is it? Yes, makshirim. I'm not sure. I think it's okay. It doesn't change. It just gives you bubbles, but it doesn't. I don't know. Yes, makshirim kol mipeiros nitzidaim. And there's those that say no, that all fruit juice are kosher for nitzidaim. Shalei poslu shinimare el b'maim shinishtanim marisim. The only disqualification is water that changes its color is no good. Abo mipeiros shemdim b'marisim. But if you have fruit juices that are keep their look, shemayim aleim, they're called water. Shenikroyim. So they're called water of the fruit, so they're still water, but so there's no problem. You can't have water change its color, but if you have fruit juice, that's called water too. It's not called, in the Hebrew we call it not juice, we call it water, water of the fruit, so it's water, it's fruit water. But number one, you can't use, even if it's white wine. Whether it's pure or whether it's been diluted with water, that's not cold water at all. So why no? But others say that fruit juice is water. It's water of the fruit. You cannot use, certainly you can't use oil or you can't use honey, because they don't clean at all. You know, you get your hands more dirty in the oil or in the oil and the honey. But if you're talking about water of the honey or shekhar or beer, it's a mixture of honey in the water. Because those are mainly water. And I guess the beer also is mainly water. And the fact, even though their appearance has changed, they don't look like water, that's nothing to worry about because it's become a better color. It's become now a beer. It's become a made vash.
It's so, grape juice, does that count?
Yeah, so he says grape juice no good. So according to this one, grape juice is no good. Grape juice would not be good, only fruit juice, but not grape juice specifically, because grape juice is, yeah?
Apple juice.
Apple juice should be good according to this one. But the Yeshem Nishav HaYayin Kosh Tilsidayim. There's others that say that even wine would be fit for Tilsidayim. Ben Chai Ben Mozu Ben Mayim, whether it's raw, I mean, it's direct, not all diluted with water. But you shouldn't use wine for washing your hands. So you should not be degrading something which is important. Wine is important. You don't want to use it. You make a special blessing for the wine, and now you're using it for washing your hands. It's just not the proper for this. As opposed to other fruit juice, that it's okay to wash with them, mainly if it doesn't have any other water, as says in Kuf Pei Aleph and Kuf Pei Beis, which we don't have. Kuf Pei Ayin Aleph we don't have in the Alter Rebbe Shulchan Aruch, and in Kuf Pei Aleph it's in Sif Ches. But after the fact, if you wash your hand, even if you only had red wine, your hands will still be clean. So these are the three levels. One opinion says only water, the other one says fruit juice, and the third one says even wine. You can rely on those divra makilim, those who are lenient, since we're talking about an issue of the rabbis. Little yodav meperes, to wash your hands with fruit juice. So he says, using fruit and beer and beer and made vash, which is mainly water, you can do even lachatchila, he says. In the parentheses, b'diavad. After the fact, you can use wine also, which is the last, the most lenient opinion. Okay, so let's do one more halacha here. Shir Subsection 16. Shira mayim shenayt lemem loyidayim. What is the amount of water that you need to use for washing your hands? Uloy pachas mirviz halug loy, no less than a quart of a lug. That is the amount that the Torah requires to immerse kelim, to immerse vessels. You have to have at least a revi'is halog. The requirement is that the container should have a revi'is in it. But you're not required to pour the entire revi'is on your hands, unless you want to clean them with one instead of two times, then you'd have to put a whole revi'is. But otherwise, you can do less. You want to put the first and the second water. You only need enough water each time so that you can smear the entire part, the entire section that requires until Sinaim. And if you have leftover water in the vessel that you took, like you used it for your hands, and there's leftover water in the vessel, another person can take him speaking. If they're sufficient, you can use the water left over in the wash cup or something like that. In that case, even though it doesn't have a revis, so the first one starts has to have a revis, but the second person doesn't need the revis left over there. Since they come from the leftover of the tara, which was clean, they had the revis when the first one washed. So that's left over of that, and that's why that doesn't have to have a revis. But provided, v'hu, that's provided, sheboim shneim litli yadim kechot. If they're both coming to wash their hands at the same time, afa pishenetim zachar zeh, even though one washes first, the other one washes after him, moil shiurei tare shel additional tare l'shen pachas revis. So it helps what's left over of the first person's cleaning to wash, to clean the same hand, the other one less than a revis. So he doesn't have to have a revis water the second one because it's left over from the first one. But there's others that say that if they wash one after the other, the leftover from the clean one's cleaning isn't sufficient. Unless the water will be coming with one stream, it's coming from the first one to the second one. Keep going. Shaposh the rishon yodov little once takes out his hands to wash. Ba'achkach yoytzek al yodov, and then he pours on his hands. Ba'achkach poshal shen lamat yodov lamatu midei harishon, and then the second one puts his hand underneath the first one, and the other one removes his hand. Now the flow v'kiluch yer the other harishon, and the flow actually descends on the first one's hands. Umehen the other shalshani, and then from the first one's hands it goes to the second one's. Yidei shteim toiris, so then both of their hands will be clean. Even though the amount of revis has been diminished in the keli, when it comes to the second one's hands, there's no more revis in that water because the first one's taken away. Because that means they're coming over, they're left over from tahara. But not if he's finished washing, you're coming to use that cup. That wouldn't be good enough. That's only if the person stretched, the second one stretched out his hands close to the place of the first one's hands, then we consider them as one hand. But if they're distant from the first hands, then that wouldn't be counted. Then you're using the water that your friend washed with. That'll be possible. Shehem psulin, afilu hem made revis. Even if it's a water of revis, mishum shnas b'malacha, because the job was done. Commission is bar lamaylo, as explained earlier in Sivav, because he already washed his hands already, so you can't use that water from washed hands already because his hands were clean. It was two opinions over there, I believe, but the more stringent opinion was that you can't use it. even if their hands are closely, it's only if they had intention from the beginning that they're going to wash together, one on the top, one on the bottom. Are they kiluach hayochid? Kiluach hayochid from this stream that descends, merishon l'sheni, from the first to the second. So it goes to his hands and goes to the sha'oz. Their hands are considered like one in this washing. Even though the second one is not stretched out yod of his hands, until after the first one already had started washing his hands. So, but initially you said we're going to use it together. I'll take the water that comes from you. So even though at the time that we started pouring, there was no hand over there, because if there was when he started pouring, they're both holding it together. So I don't think it's not even shiur etaret. Then it's actually washing into the same hand from one reviz. But we want it to be shiur etaret means the first one washed, and then he sticks his hand later on. But hand in mind, but if the first one first had in mind to just wash for himself, and when he starts to wash, it pashta shen yod lamatel meno. So the second one stretches out his hands below him. They're not considered as one hand. And therefore, if the one who is pouring is not pouring a reviz at once, so the second one's hands have become tamei from the water that descend from the first one's hand. You have to wipe them up, and you have to take them again. Tzorich lachzev a little. Even if you pour a reviz, you have to wash them again. But in that case, you don't have to wash them. And we'll see, even though it's not become tamei, as we'll see, it says in the bottom note over here, in Kuf Samachbay is Siv Zayin. The main thing is like the first, second svara, which means that you'd always require that only if you have in mind and your hands are there. But not if you push it in your hands later on, that wouldn't work. The main ikar is like this last svara. In a case where he's pressed, you can rely on the first svara to be lenient in the words of the rabbi. Mesechta Kiddushin, Daf Nuntes, Amud Aleph, page 59, side A. So why in the Mishnah earlier on Nuno Medalev does it say Ha'imer Lishluchai to be Mekadish a wife for him, when in the also over there it says, he tells him Mekadish in one place, so he says the word Lishluchai, told him to be Mekadish in one place, he goes to another place, he's not Mekadishes. And it doesn't say ha'aymer lechaveiro. This is ha'aymer leshluchei. And the Gemara says ha'cho revuso komashmulon ve'osum revuso komashmulon. There is a novelty, an insight over here, when by saying shluchei, and there's an insight. There is a novelty by saying over here leshluchei. There it says chaveiro, and here it says shluchei. In our case, what is the chiddush over here? Because he uses the language but if in our case was a shluch, I would say that shluch, that only if the shliach was mekadesh for himself, who the havir amai, then he would be considered a cheater, as the Gemara says earlier in the Chesmut Beis. The somcha daite, because the mind of the sender, he was relying that he was going to be mekadesh for himself, for him, not to take him for himself, the shliach, but for the sender, he was going to be mekadesh. Because sovar avad li shlichus, he thought for sure he's going to do what I sent him to do. That's why I pointed it. Avol chavedei, but if you just says to your friend that if you're going to happen to come to this woman, Yishim Yukadish, loy somcha daiter, in which this sender did not rely his mind that he's going to Yukadish her, because maybe he's not going to find her, maybe we would not consider him to be a Ramay, a cheater. The Chutane therefore teaches us the novelty that even in this case he's considered a Ramay. for being Mekadish, the woman that the sender told him to be Mekadish for the sender, and he went and took it for himself. And there, it's Hazir Vuskomash, what is the Chiddush? And it says, Shluchoi, that he sends a Shliach to be Mekadish in one place. The Itono. If he would say, he says to his friend, not to Shliach, then I would say, Avamina, we would say that only Chaveiroi. If his friend who the chikotshim makom acharim mekudeshes is when he mekadeshim in another place in mekudeshes, the sovar loitarach, because the friend thinks that he's not going to trouble himself to go to another place, and he didn't make him a shliach to another place. Avol shluch, but if you send specifically the torach, but if he sends him a shliach and he goes in another place, Ema would say maybe the fact that he told him to go in a certain place, he was just telling her where she is to go find her, but he's also allowed to be Mekadosh elsewhere. Therefore, Komash Malo, the Tana says that even if it's a shliach, he cannot be Mekadosh elsewhere. So the Gemara, Rovin Chasidos, Lekadosh Leitzo Librei. Rovin Chasido went to be Mekadosh, a woman for his son, Vikicho Lenavshe, and he ended up being Mekadosh for himself. Before the brayz, the chazan beis that a shliach that was mekadesh for himself, masha also shenog women a gramos. But although it's what he's done, but he conducted himself in a trickery way. How could we Ravin Chasida do such a thing? The more answers, they did not give it to him, which means they did not agree for this woman to be mekadesh for herself. So therefore, he was allowed to mekadesh for himself. So he should have told his son first, so he shouldn't suspect him. The Gemara answers, in the meantime, till he's going to go back and going to come to be Mekadeshur, another person will be Mekadeshur, and therefore he was allowed to be Mekadeshur immediately. The Gemara continues another story. Rav can give money to Zarav. Amar loy zavna la lila yar. Buy for me this property. Azal v'zavna nafshi. So Rav went and bought it for himself. Pradi. More about tiny mashoso shenog b'minig ramos. That even though it's done, but it's still a trickery way. How could it possibly say that Rav did such a thing? And the Gemara says, Bogod ali mahavile. It was in a place in where there were very strong, difficult people that they would not sell just any one property. So the Rav Nagibay covered. For Rav, they conducted with respect and they sold it to him. But the Rav Barchona Nagibay covered. They did not conduct themselves with respect to Rav Barchona. So they didn't want to sell it. Freddy Gmori Bailela do this. The Rav should have told them first so Rav Barchona shouldn't suspect him. Mar says Sabra Dhoki Vahoki until he's gonna go and tell him and he's gonna go back to Baidos in Shachin is of in law. Another person is gonna come and going to purchase it. Mar brings another story of Gidl Hava Mahapich Bahi Ara. He was trying to buy a certain piece of land. The Gemara continues with a similar story that Rav Gidl Hava Mahapich Bahu Ara. He was trying to buy a certain piece of land. Also, Rabbi Abba Zavna, and then Rabbi Abba went and fought it for himself. Also, Rabbi Gidl Kablei Rabbi Zeda. So Rabbi Gidl went and complained his argument to Rabbi Zeda. Also, Rabbi Zeda. So Rabbi Zeda went to Kablei Rabbi Yitzchak Nafke, and he complained to Rabbi Yitzchak Nafke. He was the Rebbe of Rabbi Abba, that he should rebuke him for what he's doing. Amar Lei. So Rabbi Yitzchak Nafke told him, wait until he's going to come to us for the Yom Tov to greet his teacher. And when Rabbi Abba came out for the Yom Tov, so Rabbi Yitzchak Nafche met him. Amar Lei, so Rabbi Yitzchak Nafche said, "Oni ma'apich b'charoro u'bacha v'not lihimeno mai." If you have a poor person who is trying to get a piece of pastry, which means he's trying to get something from the hefker, and then another person comes and takes it away. So what is the law of the one who grabs it? Amalei, so the Baba says, Nikra Rasha. He's called evil because he's descending into the livelihood of his friend. So he asks him, why did you do a similar case? You bought a field that you, Rabbi Gittel, tried to purchase. So Amar Lei, so he responded, I didn't know that Rabbi Gittel was trying to buy it for himself. So he says, Rabbi Yisroel says, Hashto Nami, but now that you know, Nisivin Ali Mar, why don't you give him the field now? Amar Lei, Zabunu Leim Zabninilo. Because I don't want, he says, sell it to Rav Gidl, the Ara Kamai Sehi, because it's the first piece of property I bought in my life. But Leim Samna Milsa, it's not a good sign, the person to sell his first by purchase. But if Rav Gidl wants to receive a matona as a gift, Nishkileya, let him take it. And the Gemara says, Rav Gidl Enochos Lo, because Rav Nichol did not go down and take this property, because they see, because the Pasuk in Mishlei Tezvav Chavzayin says, V'soyin Matonis Yichya. And Rabbi he didn't want to go down the Mishum Dapich Rav Gidl because Rav Gidl was trying to buy it. Loimar Nochis, Lo Veloimar Nochis, Lo. Neither one of them would go into the field. Umiskaria Arad Rabbonon. It was called the land of the Rabbonon, the property of the Chachamim, and it was Hefke for the students. So now we're just saying. The Mishnah it said he's kachili chulu. He says to be mekadosh after 30 days, and another person came and it was mekadosh within the 30 days. She's mekadosh to the second one. So the Gemara says loyibo achar v'kitcha b'teich shleishim mau. If another person did not come and mekadosh within the 30 days. So do the kiddushin apply after 30 days? Rav Shmuel Damer Tervayu, they both say Rav and Shmuel Mekudeshes that after 30 days she's Mekudeshes. V'afal pi shenisak lo hamois, even though that at that time the money of the kiddushin have been already used up because he gave her the money and he said he'd be Mekudesh 30 days and now there's no money there. My timer, because honey zuzi this money loy lemilvedamu. They cannot be compared, not to one who is Mekadesh with a loan, which is Mekadesh, and not like one who is Mekadesh with a deposit. So if the deposit is lost before the Kiddush, not Mekadesh. And the Gemara explains. Lepikodin Ledomu, they're not similar to a deposit, because Pikodin Birshusu Demorokom is Akli, a deposit that has been lost. That's been lost in the under the ownership of their masters. So it turns out that now she hasn't received anything, and therefore she's not mukudeshes. But vahani, but this money, b'reshuso didoko misakli, they were in the woman's possession that they were consumed because he gave it to chatchila, so she'd be mekadesh to him after 30 days. And the milva nami leidom are also not the same thing as being mekadosh with a loan, because milva leidom nitna. A milva is given that you should, a borrower uses it for his needs. And since they are belong to the woman, he cannot be mekadosh with her. But honey, but these money, betarik kedushin avinalo, he gave it l'chatchilas kedushin. So it turns out that she used them as the money of kedushin, which is hers. So even though now there is no longer the money, she's mekadosh. So now the Gemara asks, "Loi bo'achar v'kitcha v'chozrabo." If another person does not mekadosh in the middle, but she changes her mind and says she doesn't want to be mekadosh, mau is the kedushin bottle or not? What if Yochanan Amar Chazeres? She can retract because osi dibur umavatal dibur, because the word now of the woman that she doesn't want to be mekadosh can nullify the words of the husband that was mekadosher. The Shlokish Amar Einoy Chazeres. She cannot retract because leosi dibur umavatal dibur cannot have one word nullifying the other dibur, and the kiddushin to apply. So the Gemara says, "Eitz Rabbi Yochanan de Shlokish." So Rabbi Yochanan asks the Shlokish from the Mishnah in Trumas Perigim Mishnah Dal. Person appointed a shliach to separate truma from the beris bitel, and the mashaleach nullified the shlichas. Imachalei toram bitel. If the shliach before he killed the truma, he was mevatel the mashaleach the shlichas. Ain't truma say truma. So the truma of the shliach is not truma. Bahocha the dibur v'dibur hu. So here there's only dibur of nullification of the shliach against the dibur of the appointment, because the dibur mevasel dibur. And the word nullifies the word of the appointment. The Gemara answers takia. Dibur ki mevasel dibur, but shani the sinas mois. The other isho. Here it's the dibur of kiddushin comes together with giving money for the one. The chimayis adam. That's considered like an act, a small act, even though the kiddushin does not apply immediately. But also dibur umevatul ma'is. But in this case, a word of the woman saying she doesn't want cannot take away the act of kiddushin of the baal. Was it aish? So we have the question: Shlokish from Mishnah Gittin on Beis Medalef. Shleich get liishto. He sends a get to his wife. He giya bashaliach, and the husband himself reaches the shliach, a shochach shliach, or he sends another shliach to meet the shliach. V'amar lei tos the first shliach gets you the satlcha bottle. The get I gave you is nullified. How is a bottle? The get is bottle. The shliach cannot divorce. But as soon as get that shliach, in this case, he gave the get to the shliach. Chinesinus ma'as liad ishadam. He's like giving the money to the kiddush for the woman. In both cases, there was an act of giving, and the kiddushin, the gerushin, have not applied yet. Because there is a bottle, and it says that it's a bottle. So we see that the dibur came in a bottle, the dibur that had with it a maisa kotna, small act. The Gemara answers, "Hosam nami kol kamad lamot gidl yodo." For as long that the get didn't come to the woman, since there was no act of gerushin, the giving to the shlich is not considered even like a maisa kotna dibur v'dibur. It's only a appointment of shliach. And a word can be bottled. Also, dibrum vatal dibur. So the word of saying no more shliach takes away the word of the appointment. But the kiddushin after 30 days, we consider the giving of the money as a small act, because the kiddushin do apply after 30 days without any new act. So the word of the woman cannot be mevatled. So now the Gemara goes over to it says in Chulin the Gemara Chafem Dalef a keli does not Makabel Tuma unless it's been completed and the owners intend to use it as is. But if he wants to add and he wants to fix it to make it beautiful, it's not Makabel Tuma, even if you can use it. Frag the Gemara is for the Shlok Shabbechon, Shlok Shabbechon, Mishne Kelim, Perichof, Mishne Tes, Kola Kelim, all the vessels that you need to fix or make in Buru, Yerdim De Tumosom. They would descend and become tuma. They will receive a name of a keli of tuma, just with the thought if he decides the balabais to use them as is. But they ain't only midei tumasum el b'shira ma'isi. But they will not go up from the tuma, which means after a keli has been determined that the other that it is mekabel tuma, you can't make it non keli and say oh no it's not finished. Only el b'shira ma'isi. You have to do a change. The keli, you have to do some act in it so that you start fixing it or making it better, then it's no longer a keli.